Jason, what a pleasure to talk to you.
Mr. Shatner, thanks for talking to us again. You might not even remember, but we talked to you. You came for AwesomeCon, and you joined us, like, I guess it was last summer.
Well, it's been a year too long. I'm glad we've covered that brief period of time. Nothing much has happened to me. What about you?
Lots of stuff, yeah, lots of stuff. But, you know, we missed you, and I'm sure you missed us, too. It's okay.
I did indeed, and I'm going to be at the Warner Theater on February 4th at 8 p.m., and I hope you'll be there, Jason.
Definitely, yeah. It's Warner Theater, February 4th, so we got a couple weeks here, but I'm glad we got this in here. I want to get into the show because it sounds hilarious and awesome, but before we do, seeing as this is D.C. and our football team just got knocked out, Kirk Cousins has been called Captain Kirk all season.
And I've been called Captain Cousins. It's the strangest metamorphosis. Are the Redskins good or what?
Man.
And is Cousins good or what?
They really turned it on there in the last.
They turned it on, yes, sir. That's great. Too bad I'm for the old man at the Broncos, but that's another thing.
Well, we'll always have Shanahan. That'll be our common.
And I can't believe that the Rams are coming to Los Angeles. Did you hear the news today?
Yeah, I heard the news today. Oh boy, yeah, I heard it. But do you any words of advice on how to be a better Captain Kirk going into season two?
Yes, press a lot of weight, do squats, and do aerobics, and then jump up and down for 15 minutes.
Is that what you did on the Enterprise?
No, I lay down a lot. Tell Kirk Cousins to lay down and rest.
Awesome. Well, hopefully your little Vulcan salute will be for victory next year for us. Are you going to try to weave that into your DC show here at Warner?
No. No. I'm liable to be stoned. No. You know, like, I mean, people will throw stones at me. I don't mean stone. I mean throw stones.
Double meaning.
I should have chosen another word now that you've got a hold of it. No, I am going to do my Broadway show. They got great notices and has been doing so well with audiences all across the country and all across Canada and all across Australia as well. Over a period of time, I've toured, and it's been very successful. The audience reaction is tremendous, and it is awesome and hilarious, as you pointed out. It is those things. You know, the show is about saying yes to life. It's an affirmation. It's about passion. It's about the things that we should be doing in our lives. And I'm giving you some examples. And the things I talk about are like lowland gorillas. And then I talk about motorcycles. And then I talk about music and comedy and love and hate and Star Trek and all those kinds of things. I have a variety of things I talk about. But I talk about them, but they're all about passions and about things that we should do and can do and what I've done.
So if our listeners are hearing this and they show up, even if they show up looking for laughs, they'll laugh but also get a little take on life, the Shatner model in life here. All right.
There you go. They'll be entertained for the entire length of time, I promise you.
All right. Now, supposedly this thing, your act includes anecdotes, songs, and jokes. Give us a take. Let's break them down a little bit. What are some of the anecdotes you might
Well, we can't break it down that way.
That'll give away the show.
The anecdotes, as I say, are about my mother trying to encourage me and how funny she was and what my reaction was. Or a radio producer giving me the part of the Jewish father, and I tell my mother, I got the part of the Jewish father. My mother grabbed me and says, you tell that producer you want a speaking part. That's the kind of thing that happens. So it's from my life, and it's true, but they're funny. And then at the end, Brad Paisley wrote a song for me in an album that I did called Has Been, and I do a song from Has Been. But mostly it's like I'm talking to you and I'm keeping you engaged. I engage the audience and I never let go. And it's a moment in the theater that's very, very unusual. And the individual, the people coming to the theater will have, I think, a unique experience with me.
Definitely. And you mentioned Brad Paisley. Didn't you previously, before this song, didn't you previously appear in one of his videos? I think it was online.
I did. Yeah. Over the years, Brad and I have become good friends, and we help each other out in various ways. Like right now, I need an entertainer, a Western singer, for my charity show, which is in June. And everybody's reluctant to commit because that's when they go on tour in the summertime. So I've enlisted Brad to find me somebody he knows that will sing for charity.
In addition to Paisley, you also recorded Seeking Major Tom, which has, you know, now has David Bowie.
I know. And that's an album that did very well. People should take a look at it. My version of Seeking Major Tom.
Yeah, and what you also had songs by U2, Sinatra, Queen, Pink Floyd, the whole gamut on that,
yeah,
on that album.
I did an album with that had cover songs from space. It was the concept was Seeking Major Tom, and in Seeking Major Tom, who jumps out of the spaceship I'm leaving, he says in the lyrics, and where does he find himself in that? We go find Major Tom in space.
Were you a big Bowie fan? Is that why you named it that, or just fitting?
I took his song. Yes, I was a big Bowie fan. He was incredible. In fact, I was watching last night. They had a documentary on. I was watching it. Just remembered how wonderful he was. What a singer he was. My God.
Yeah.
What a dramatic voice he had.
And speaking of people we've lost, I guess it's been a year, almost a year since Leonard Nimoy? You still miss him to this day?
Yes, indeed. And I've got a book called Leonard coming out in about 3 or 4 weeks. Kirkus Review has already given it a rave, and I think it's going to be wonderfully received. Leonard, my 50-year friendship with a remarkable man, and I talk about friendship in general and how difficult it is for many men, myself included, to make friends due to a number of circumstances. Women seem to do it more easily, whether it's cultural or genetic, I don't know. But for me, Leonard was that brother, that friend, and to lose him is a severe loss.
What are some of those reasons, you think? I mean, you know, you hear of guys going out, you know, hanging out all the time, but why do you think it is?
Guys hang out all the time and have a beer, but is that a great friend? I don't know.
Right.
What do you think?
No, I think usually, if you think about it, there's a lot of those folks in your life where the hangout, grab a beer type. But you're right. There's a rare few where you can count on.
And what is the definition? Is it a guy you can go to and say, I'm in trouble, I need your help, and he drops everything and does it? A lot of people, myself included, won't drop everything. You can't, you know. But
yeah,
you might for a close relative, your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, you might do that. Do you have a friend that enters into that category?
William Shatner.
There you go. I'd help you anywhere.
Well, what do you think it was that made Leonard that for you? You know, why did you guys buy
it? When you do a show, when you do a play, a movie, or a television series, you're thrust into each other's company for the longest time, 18 hours a day, and you develop friendships, you develop a relationship, and you're fighting a war, so you're buddies, like buddies are in war. Mm-hmm. The show is canceled, one way, the play, the movie, the series, and that best friend forever goes off to another job, as you do, or somewhere, and you lose contact with each other because the show is over. In Leonard's case, we were thrust into each other's company by the fact that we made six movies together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a lot of personal appearances together. So suddenly, instead of losing contact, I'm in closer contact with him than ever before. And that evolved into the friendship I talk about in the book Leonard, which will be out.
Definitely.
A couple of weeks.
And we've seen a bit of a resurgence in, we're talking about you and Spock, but, you know, we've seen a resurgence largely thanks to J.J. Abrams with the new Star Trek, and then obviously Star Wars is just dominating the box office and left. What's your take on sort of, not just the Star Trek reboot, but also Star Wars and just the hunger of sci-fi fans of a new generation?
Sci-fi, through the imagination of the authors, tries to answer inexplicable questions. Are there UFOs, life after death, beings on other planets, all the stuff we can't answer an imaginative writer tries to answer it, and it evokes our imagination. So we take it on faith. We take it as though it were mythology, and indulge in that mythology. That's the secret behind science fiction. It's why I find myself writing science fiction and loving reading it.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we'll have not just sci-fi fans, but a bunch of fans of all stripes showing up to Warner Theater here.
If they want to be entertained in a unique fashion and have a wonderful evening with me, come to the Warner Theater in Washington on February 4th at 8 p.m.
Is this do you even remember? Is this your first time playing Warner Theater?
I believe so.
Okay.
I believe so. Usually what happens is I come into town, they drive me to the back door entrance, I get into the dressing room, I get dressed, and I go on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I do a sound check, so I look the theater over, and then I go on stage. And then I get, and like on this tour that I'm doing, I leave the theater, I get in a car, and I may very well be driving to the next venue in a couple of places, because I'm doing 13 cities. A couple of places, I've rented a car, and Lucky Dave Memory and I, he's running the show backstage, and I get in the car, and we drive to the next venue. The whole thing on touring is not the show. It's getting to the venue.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, maybe, speaking of getting to the venue, driving in the car and everything else, maybe our town's quarterback will hear this interview and show up to Warner Theater and be in the audience.
I admire Kirk Cousins. I wish he would come.
From one Captain Kirk to another.
Exactly.
All right, Mr. Shatner, thank you so much. You're
Jason,
generous with
your time.
It's a
pleasure to talk to you. I hope you'll be at the theater.
All right, yeah, we'll see you there.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, William Shatner on WTOP.